Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. 17 of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutray, Chief Economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. And Chad, remind the audience what the percentage of your members that are small business manufacturers.
We have well over 90% of our 14,000 members are small and medium-sized.
There you go.
So they really comprise the bulk of what we stand for each and every day when I go out to manufacturers and about the economy. So,
yeah.
Much like my past when I was at the FDA, it's still small business, even though most people think, when they think manufacturers, they think small and larger firms. So we represent the smaller ones by and large.
And that's the reason, you know, we don't just have Chad on the show because of his pretty face. We have him on because he represents our folks out there in the manufacturing sector. Hey, Chad, one of the things we were talking about as we went to the break in the last segment is this week I'm starting to get to convince people that well, I think we can see the other side of this. I think we can start imagining the other side of this. And I think if you can do that, it'll help you get through this tough time that we still have left and realize that surviving is winning, and declare that you're going to survive. I'm going to survive. I did this after 2008 and 2009, and I said, surviving is winning. And even if it's not pretty, even if it's not elegant, if you survive, you won. And with that perspective, let's look over the horizon and imagine what it's going to look like over there. There's going to be pent up demand. There's going to be a surge in opportunity. There's going to be rehiring, but there's also going to be an adjustment in our behavior, and all that's going to mush together and create really a new economic landscape. In a way, it may still be robust, but it's going to be different, isn't it?
And I think that's what everyone's starting to think about, is what does that new normal look like, right? Just yesterday, I heard that some of the movie theaters are thinking about opening up in late June, early July, right? But even then, they're going to have procedures in for making sure people keep their distance, and maybe you're sitting next to anyone, and maybe they're only going to be at half capacity for a while. And Disney World might take your temperature now. Once they reopen, or people might have to have masks.
They won't be taking my temperature.
There's going to be a new normal, whatever that is. I think one thing to keep in mind is President Trump has appointed a Great American Economic Revival Industry Groups Commission. Jake Timmons, our CEO, actually was one of the people who was appointed to that.
So congratulations.
Having a voice, along with a lot of other CEOs and executives around the country, thought leaders, about what does opening up look like? How quickly can we open up? How quickly can we get this economy back up and running again? And how can we be the solution? And I think that's one of the things that the NAM has really tried to be, is during this crisis, how can manufacturers be the solution to make sure that we have enough ventilators and masks and everything that we need? But also, you know, on the other side of this, how can we get the economy growing again?
And so, well, and you know, one of the important points you bring up there, Chad, is how well the American companies have stepped up on their own to respond to the needs of this pandemic. It's pretty impressive, isn't it? It reminds me of what we learned about during World War II. What do you think?
It does. Definitely that wartime kind of mentality is definitely first and foremost. And manufacturers have been resilient, right? And they said, okay, how can I be helpful? We actually have an infrastructure at the NAM. People are calling in or emailing us saying, how can I help? How can I help? How can I make more of X, whatever that is that you guys need? And I think that that's impressive, right? It's kind of that can-do American spirit that we would hope that manufacturers would have, right? The solutions that we need to be able to get through this.
You know, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and I said, you know, one of the biggest losing investments anybody ever made was to short America. You'll never make money shorting America. What do you think?
That's definitely true. I mean, just imagine, we've been rocked here. But the economy's been sent into a self-induced coma, and yet we're going to come out of it, right? We're not fatal, mm-hmm. right? The CARES Act was passed. We talked about that on the last time I was on your show. As a bridge to get us to that next horizon, right? And we're going to get there. So I think that's the message that everyone wants to really hear, and hopefully people are talking about that now, which is good.
One of the things I want to talk about, and it started now, we can continue it after the break, is the supply chain. Isn't this going to be, for manufacturers, isn't the rethinking of redundancy in the supply chain, isn't that going to be paramount in the discussion going forward for all manufacturers, large and small?
Yeah. It definitely is going to be. I mean, everyone is rethinking their supply chain, and I think that's been the case really over, you know, a number of crises over the last decade. Certainly the trade war last year helped kind of push that conversation, now with the COVID-19 crisis, everyone is thinking about, okay, how can I make sure that I don't have some redundancies in my system, or how can I make sure that more is produced in the U.S. where it was elsewhere, or at least closer to home, if nothing else.
NAM.org, National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org is the website where Chad hangs out and produces his work. You can go there and check it out. You'll get smarter when you do. Chad Mutre and I will be right back. It's 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.